is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Well, let's start with the NBA playoffs, specifically one LeBron James.
Here we go, LeBron!
Oh, man, he had the funk and the noise going on. The big three for the Cleveland Cavaliers getting it done. They beat the Pacers again in game two of that series, so they're up 2-0. They beat them 117-111. I mentioned the score because the big three scored 89 of the 117. That means LeBron, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love, 89 of that 117, which is roughly 75% of the points the Cavs scored last night. And when you're talking about 75%, it's worth mentioning.
Roughly 75% of people who enter Crossroad Treatment Centers every year stay on some dose of the drug methadone.
Again, the Cavs are up 2-0 on the Indiana Pacers. The San Antonio Spurs also up 2-0. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies again last night. One team not in the playoffs, New York Knicks, and that's because they suck. That franchise, just a mess. The Knicks have not won an NBA title since 1973 when Phil Jackson played for them. And despite bringing in Phil Jackson, who, let's be honest, 11-time NBA champion coach. Two-time NBA champion player. That's 13 rings.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of hardware. They bring him in. They name him president of basketball operations in 2014, but it hasn't gone that well. They still stink. And in addition to the stench, many of the current players are at odds at Phil Jackson right now, odds against him, not happy with him, including the face of the franchise, Carmelo Anthony. Yes, Carmelo Anthony. And now people choosing sides. Are you with the players or are you with Phil? Yeah. ESPN's Stephen A. Smith is clearly with the players.
Now let me get to Phil Jackson. He is an absolute disgrace. He needs to get the hell out of New York City.
Uh-huh.
Big time, quick, fast, and in a hurry. Uh-huh. And I am an advocate of what I was years ago, right before Phil Jackson was hired. I think people need to protest outside the streets of Madison Square Garden until this man is gone.
Okay, so Stephen A. Smith calling for massive protests against the Knicks outside of Madison Square Garden
this
until
might be
Phil
a little
Jackson
over the top.
A little bit. We'll keep you posted as the story develops. Oh, wait a second. Apparently, I cut Stephen A. Smith off. He had more to say, more thoughts on Phil. I apologize.
I believe the only reason why Phil Jackson is still in New York is because he wants the $24 million left that he's owed, and by quitting, he can't get the money. But if he were to get fired, he'd get to keep the money.
Well, then I understand. It's $24 million. Guess where I'm not going if I'm Phil Jackson. Nowhere until you fire me. Again, we'll keep you posted as more information becomes available on the Knicks saga in New York. Wait a minute. More information. This time it's about Carmelo Anthony. He and his wife, Lala, getting divorced. Some reports saying the breakup was caused by perhaps the stress of playing for the Knicks, while another report claims Melo may have gotten another woman pregnant. Either way, playing for the Knicks or knocking up the mistress, both equally as stressful. So we'll keep you posted on that as well. Not sure if Stephen A. Smith has a comment about Carmelo, but I do understand he's now going off on Knicks owner James Dolan because he wants Dolan to do something about Phil Jackson.
Somehow, someway, the billionaire that is James Dolan, who can write this off on his taxes yesterday, needs to find a way to get Phil Jackson the hell out of town. I'm so damn disgusted that this damn Phil Jackson is still in New York City.
Somebody get him a Xanax, please.
Wow.
And get him one of the brown bags. I think he's about to hyperventilate. Enough with Stephen A. Smith. Let's change gears. Let's talk NHL playoffs. Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable night. All four games on the schedule in the NHL went into... Stephen A. Smith now calling for co-host Max Kellerman. He's now calling him out, I should say. Here you go.
I don't even know what to do with myself, Max Kellerman. I don't even understand how the ultimate cool, I'm going to start calling you instead of Max. I'm going to call you the Matrix because I don't understand how you can be so damn cool, claiming to be a New Yorker, claiming to be a Knicks fan, how you can sit here and be so cool in elocuting and articulating words about Phil Jackson without the resident level of disgust that I am feeling. I don't know what I would do to Phil Jackson if he showed this face. This man is a disgrace.
Somebody get him a hanky. I think he's got drool all over his lower lip there and whatnot. He's very upset. But again, enough with Stephen A. Smith. NHL playoffs last night were fantastic. No, you've got to be kidding me. Stephen A. Smith still going off on Phil Jackson.
You see the coaches he's hired, and nobody says anything.
Come on.
Oh, the players, the contract for Joakim Noah, and Derrick Rose trade, and Melo. What about the damn coaches, for crying out loud?
Steven.
He's still got Kurt Rambis on there, who I like, but is hated by all the coach, by all the players.
Steven.
They can't stand the man, okay? And still he's there. This is a disgrace,
and
somebody needs to do something about Phil Jackson right now. Get him the hell out of New York.
He's not even a Knicks fan. He's just, he's playing the heel and he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
That's brilliantly played. That's what you got to do.
Amazing.
I'll still watch him any day of the week over Skip Bayless. I still love Stephen A. Smith. But hopefully that will be the end of Stephen A. Smith. NHL playoffs last night, again, all four games. Going into overtime, great night for the NHL. Not a good night for the Capitals. They lose to the Maple Leafs. The Caps, this is supposed to be the year that they win the Cup, finally win the Cup. They're now trailing the Maple Leafs 2-1 in that series. In Nashville, how about the old Pecorine? Yeah, the old Pecorine, who shut out the Chicago Blackhawks in games 1 and 2.
Yeah. Wow.
Did allow two goals last night, but the Predators still won the game. They win it in overtime 3-2, and they are out shooting the Blackhawks 108-85 in this series, and that's what it's all about. It's out shooting, and also great goaltending from the old Pecorine. Yeah. Ottawa Senators beat the Bruins in Boston on Patriots Day. They now lead that series 2-1. The Anaheim Ducks did something they'd never done before. They overcame a 3-goal deficit in a Stanley Cup playoff game. Overtime win over the Calgary Flames last night. They lead that series 3-0. They're about to eliminate Calgary as well. Here's your fun fact. In Great Britain, it is illegal to handle a salmon, a fish, a salmon,
yeah,
under suspicious circumstances. And that is sports. It's illegal.
You, sir.
Sir, you'll be charged with trickery for handling that salmon.
For handling the queen salmon.
Yes.
Under suspicious circumstances. Is that a salmon under your cloak?
You know what the backup fun fact was? In France, you're not allowed to marry a dead person. Do you have to be told that? Do you have to be told that?
I don't know. I don't know.
We
are a culture that popularized eating snails.
That's true.
And sticky cheeses.